recorded chat. Yeah.
We're finding it helpful talking to each other.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, we'll go back.
One of the really positive things about the neighborhood fund, I found, was that it got us talking in the forum about ways that we could bring the faiths together. So the really positive outcome of this fund is that it's really got people thinking, and I think that's one of the first processes of bringing people together, is actually discussing. And when you know that there's backing out there for those ideas, you know, you can become very creative. So that's one of the really positives of this fund, is it's getting people talking and coming up with lots of really good ideas.
And also people realize that they need one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a joint kind of thing. It's local, it's joint, and it's religious, and we need one another.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very, very good philosophy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, if Neighbours were to continue in some form beyond 2014 and didn't have a grant element, what do you think it could offer the city?
It could probably help people to break down barriers, I think, through workshops. I've been to one of your workshops and I found it really inspiring, actually, and I learned so much from it. See, my problem is I think I know it all. Then I come to these workshops and I realize I don't. So I think that would be really helpful and useful for that to definitely continue. I don't know if any of the other guys have attended one of
the workshops.
We haven't been to workshops,
but it would be good if you could deliver some in our...
Where we need two hubs
And, and one of the interesting things was in the workshop, it was people's fears, aren't they? Which I learned is actually I am scared to ask questions sometimes, and vice versa. And it's one of the things we try and break down now. Is the fear of asking questions.
And I think if it continues, that it needs to continue, so it's engaging with people at a local level, so it doesn't become like a group of like religious leaders like I am,
who were leaders almost.
But also the people that we're delivering projects to at the moment need to be those that actually, you know, are still engaged with. And
so it needs to be constantly at the grassroots.
I mean, one of the interesting feedbacks I got was I took a group of Christians from Wesleyan Holiness Church to Central Mosque, and when they asked all the questions, and I was really impressed with some of the questions that were shooting out to the imam, they ended up realizing there was a lot of common ground.
Mm.
And one of the questions they asked was, is there going to be a coming, will Jesus come back onto the earth? And the imam said something like, yes.
Mm.
And there will be such peace on earth,
yeah,
that a child will even play with a snake. I mean, I'm learning. I mean, yes. You know. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that. And the group of Christians responded to that. I don't know if this is, you can tell me, but they said that this is actually in our belief as well, that there will be such peace.
Yes.
And everybody ended up realizing there was that common ground there.
Really important.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, I'm learning all the time as well, so I'll try and make it to your next.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
It might be that one of the things is quite often people come together when they're working for something together. So, you know, I mean, I think it was because I've been in a central mosque, and it was when there was a meeting there when EDL were coming to Birmingham. You know, there was like a meeting called of people who'd be interested to look at doing something different. And that was really interesting because they thought there was a big table, and they thought that like they would just fill around the table. And more people came in, and we had a really big like room full. And of different ideas about how we should like react to it, and so there had to be the conversation to actually go, well, yeah.